I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests flood the streets of Venezuela. Demonstrators accuse President Maduro of trying to seize total dictatorial power. Steve Shantz of Transworld Radio says, meanwhile, the ongoing economic crisis continues.
Venezuela has also seen an increase like never before of violent crime and poverty. Their inflation rate is currently at 679%, and they expect that by 2018, if things continue the way they are, that inflation will be up around 2,000%.
But through their programming, TWR is encouraging the church as they act out the gospel in their communities. So would you ask God to restore peace to the country? And we'll close with a look at Bible translation. The Forum of Bible Agencies International, or FOBI, just ended its annual summit. And for the second time in the forum's history, a deaf believer led one of the sessions.
There were several people in the audience who said that it was the best presentation out of the entire forum.
That's Rob Myers of Door International. Tesfai, the deaf presenter, is one of Door's consultants in training, but he was previously known as the one not even God could save.
He was feared in the Ethiopian deaf community, and he was known as somebody that you needed to stay away from. He first got involved in Bible translation, not because he was interested in translation itself, but because it gave him the opportunity to travel. And then all of a sudden, he encountered the story of Jesus' crucifixion.
His story continues at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So what if you could just share the gospel by cooking a meal? Well, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that does just that. Each recipe has a woman's faith story with it. So get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.